Hey everyone, I'm Madonna. This is David, and we're
Hello.
going to have a fun conversation today about pain.
Oh, that's a fun conversation for everyone. I'm sure if everyone's wanting to dip into some of that.
Oh, look, everyone has a bit of emotional pain, spiritual pain, biochemical pain, structural pain occasionally. Oh, actually, do you know anyone who's never been in pain?
Oh, no. How would that happen?
Yeah, how would that happen?
You go through childhood, it's inevitable.
Well, I've got a lot of people who actually, like one of my besties, she actually had a really, her and her sister, they have two totally different experiences from their childhood. So her sister was like, oh, this happened and that happened and this happened. My mum did this, my dad did this, and they've got that. And then my friend's like, life was pretty bloody good. Really didn't have any issues. But some people, I think, have more resilience from day one, and I don't know what gives kids that resilience that allows them to skate through childhood pretty well.
Well, it has to do with the family setting, but that's two people out of one household with a different story. Well, that's not uncommon.
We saw a joke before, which it was just a joke, you know, 40 years ago. Fathers had four kids. Today, kids have four fathers. But
Wow.
you know, the whole parental breakup and single parents, like it's all challenging.
85% of people who divorce get married again. And
Yeah,
they've got
right.
a lower success rate.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
Just saying, that's the statistics.
And is there statistics about how many of those kids are abused by the step parents?
The statistics are more like you'll find it in Australian government studies that if there's a step parent in the house, self-harm, especially with girls, is four times as likely.
Self-harm.
Self-harm. All types of self-harm. It's really amazing when you look at the studies.
So I was a bit of a turd of a teenager. So are you talking as a way of getting attention?
It didn't say that.
Right?
It didn't say that. So attempted suicide, all types of self-harm were four times as likely with a step-parent in the home. And most custodians are 90% of custodians are mums. So it must be the guy in the house that the girls don't know. I'd be probably be scared.
Interesting.
And everyone makes claims that it's also peaceful, but the statistics show that it's not.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, there's a lot of pain in that.
And you know, we were talking before we came on a little bit, and from a kinesiology perspective, there's this thing called a kinesiology triad. So, and there's three sides to it, and obviously there's a million sides to everything. But one side's chemical, one side's mental or emotional, and the other side's structural. So, you know, from that mental perspective, and as we've discussed many times, that ACEs score, the adverse childhood event score, the higher the ACE score, the more likely people are to end up with all-cause mortality. And I suppose structural pain is one of those
Well,
things.
that's in childhood, but it's also in adulthood.
Yeah.
Like stress in adulthood, like when you look at the precursors for things like heart attack, cancer, stress is the number one issue.
Yeah, right.
Chronic stress. And so it's a for nearly all chronic disease, stress is one of the main things that causes it to get worse. And obviously, if you're growing up in a family that's not managing their problems properly and
Yep.
going and sorting them out, that stress converts into physical ailments as you get older. And
Yeah.
that's been proven. So a lot of people who are taking drugs,
So that's the adult
childhood.
childhood event score.
Right. Well, it is really, isn't it?
You know, it's sort of like it just manifests continually, you know, the sort of thing where, you know, people talk about marrying their father or marrying their mother, or, you know, it's sort of like it's the devil you know sort of thing where you marry a, or as they talk about in Sleepless in Seattle, it's one neurosis marrying another neurosis that
Right.
feels quite safe and comfortable together.
But then, like you were saying earlier, people in different families. So some people in families will be extremely traumatized from what happened in their childhood, and
Right.
other siblings, they'll be fine. And they'll say that the sibling who's really suffering, there's something wrong with them.
Right.
Right? Because it depends on the resilience of the individuals.
Yes, absolutely.
And so, so different people are affected differently.
Yeah, and I think I've mentioned to you that there was a 100-year study in the States where every 10 years with the, what's that thing the government does every 7 years here in Australia?
Census.
Census. So every 10 years in the States with the census, there was a whole bunch of questions asked. And what they found is that from 100 years ago, this was released like 15 years ago or something, every 10 years, people's resilience seems to have gone down 10%. But then when they were looking at potential causes of it, so there's less stability in the home, like you can imagine 50 years ago compared to now, or even say 70 or 80 years ago compared to now, small towns, you knew the people, you'd sort of almost be able to guess who you were going to marry. It was all fairly insular and safe and the community. And now, I've got a new neighbor 3 months, I haven't met him yet.
Well, the studies are showing that general community empathy is decreasing,
Right.
right? For more power and control actually is what's taking over it. And power and control is the problem in relationships. It's the problem with social movements. And they're not, and so really, because a lot of movements like oh, I don't want to step on any toes, but just say things like feminism, for example.
Yeah.
It's about getting power for one side.
Yeah.
And one of the main problems we have at the moment is men's health
Yes.
and feminism. And now men almost like they've got the higher suicide rates, old men and middle age especially.
Yeah.
And those people are suffering.
And is it particularly white men or black men
Well,
or
I don't really know. In the studies,
Asian
it
or
just
Indian
talks
or?
to men's health issues have
Right,
been
okay.
increasing for 20 years and not being dealt with because of the way. I think the way relationships are managed in marriages and that type of thing,
Yeah.
it's like men don't seem to have any power because once you're married, it's all can be made all about the kids.
Right.
And the adult issues get preferred over the real kids issues because, you know, how many stories do you hear? I know some people who are divorcing at the moment, the kids going to school and the kids just like crazy at school. And they
Yeah.
weren't before. And, you know, it's a tragic thing.
It's a lot for a little brain to,
Right.
even though they think it's okay and even though it's normalized and even though it will be out there. It's still a lot for a little brain to process.
Yeah, and that's an A score. So if your parents separated, divorced, that's an A score.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one thing.
Yeah.
All
I mean,
right.
the positive is two homes. And parents always trying to love you more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think people could work harder on their relationships,
Yeah.
but
Well, sometime, I was, chatting to my chiropractor the other day about how really I really didn't do anything to, tear my, I've got a torn hamstring. And I really, there was no physical thing. It wasn't playing soccer. It wasn't going out for a run. It was nothing. And I think I've found the emotional trigger, which I mentioned
You don't
earlier.
normally get pain, right? So
Oh, no, I'm a
you're
bit.
in pain recently and it was like acute and
No.
unusual.
I've had pain since I was 10 years old. I just get fairly chronic low-level stuff. Pain during sleep is fairly standard. Pain when I walk first thing in the morning, fairly standard. Hip pain on and off over like 15 years, fairly standard.
Right.
Comes and
Okay.
goes. My neck hardly ever moves to where my chiropractor would like it to. Fairly standard. But
Yeah,
I've got plenty of
you notice
energy.
driving when you're trying to look around
Yeah. Yeah, you
myself.
go like this.
Yeah.
Actually, I had a client years ago and she was this
That's why we
long
need swivel chairs in cars. That's the innovation no
swivel.
one's found.
Homer probably put one of those in his bubble car that he created in an episode. Anyway, so no, so I've got, but I think the difference with me is that I've got good energy. So therefore, I take crap loads of supplements for my pain.
Right.
So I take lots of flavonoid intensive care and stem enhance and redox molecules and, so I do a lot. My pain. If I need to, I sit down on the lounge and get 5 minutes off my back. If I
Right.
need to, I'm running the AO hub, and chronic pain is always one of the ones I choose. So I do a lot for my pain.
Right. I suppose I've had surgery a few times, so I've had to rely on some stronger drugs for it at
Yeah.
different because when you're like got a big cut. And you still have to be a parent. It
Yeah.
hurts like hell.
Yeah, and you mentioned before we started that people don't have a lot of empathy for pain.
Sometimes a difficulty with being in pain is that everyone gets sick of it, and they kind of get sick of you as well.
Yeah, there's a
And I
term
don't,
for that, isn't there? It's sort of like a carer's fatigue.
Yeah, so that's not uncommon. You know, nobody loves you when you're down and out. And it's a funny thing, isn't it? And 'cause, you know, what do you think? You see more people than me in pain.
Well, you know, once I actually grabbed a couple of hundred of my files because I was doing some coaching, you know, for $1 million a year. Only joking, wasn't that much. It was expensive. Anyway, and they said, well, you've got to work out what the number one thing people come in to see you for is. And I remembered going through a whole bunch, and I had at that stage, because this is about 15 years ago, so I'd had people who I'd been seeing for 5, 10, 15 years by that stage. And I'd get them out and I'd go, oh, this person, and I'd open it up and find the first page, and I'd go, really? They came to me for pain. And I put it aside. And it was about 80% of people. Pain was the trigger that brought them in through the
Right,
door.
and you weren't self-aware of that.
No, not at all, because by that stage I had this long-term relationship with my clients. And, you know, I just, you know, some of them I knew as a migraine guy or a, you know, menopausal woman or, you know, and then other stuff would come out the longer you know, work with someone. But
Well, pa well,
it was
pain.
interesting that pain was the number
Well,
one thing I
pain's
was
like an
taught.
alarm in your
Don't forget
body.
your coffee too.
I was going to say,
Oh, you finished.
pain's like an alarm in the body,
It is.
and it tells you that there's something needs attention.
Yes. Well, what my chiro commented about my butt pain, my hamstring pain, was that it was the straw that broke the camel's back. So, you know, I'd had like a bit of a bruised pain in there on my sit bones for months and months and months. And then the emotional stuff that I got that Saturday afternoon, that was enough, and that was the straw. You go, that's just silly. And I was in our little video with Elise this morning, you know, and I was sort of thinking about that from that chemical, mental, structural triad in kinesiology. You know how we talk about in kinesiology how energetically our body can be in fight and flight. So you can be lying on the table, and as a kinesiologist, I can work out which muscles are working and which ones aren't. And then you can go, oh, your body's in fight. Ah, your body's in freeze. Ah, your body's in flight. And those muscles are already activating. So you think about the butt muscles, you know, you can be standing your ground. You can be one leg out the door, you know, with flight. Or you can be, you know, so basically the fight and flight and freeze, energetically, the muscles are already doing it. So I find that with kinesio all the time. I just hadn't thought of it with my own body. As you do.
Well, it's interesting how the body keeps the score. Because those things will be mo emotional and psychologically triggered, and you know, so because there's also because you know back to the social equation we were talking about before, part of that is I think that I find it really disturbing when I see other people in pain, and
Oh,
I
yeah,
think
you didn't cope with my butt being sore last week.
no, we're right. Well, it's just because I get really quite like when I see somebody hurting somebody else, I get really upset, almost more than if I'm hurt myself. Do you know what I mean? Like for example, something like especially the thing with kids. Do you know what I mean? And the adult's decision is becoming more important all the time, and then those kids are suffering. Oh, that's really sad. Do you know what I mean? And it's like when I get. You know, because I'm a bit of an empath, so when I see that happening, I get really like, how come, why would you do that? You know, and usually most people cause suffering when they're trying to get something, and they just like block everything else out, and right, and then people are, you know, because I think emotional, psychological, you know, those things are hard to get out, and they store in the body. And like the ACE scores say, they transfer into the body as physical pain later. And it's a strange thing. So by the time you get physical pain, there's already been something going on for a long time underneath
Oh,
it.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that naturopathic rule of thumb is for every year you've had a problem, you need at least a month plus 3 months of treatment
Which is
to
kind of
unravel it.
like a half-life thing.
But you have to also add in the amount of time it took to get to that problem. So, like with my butt, it's not just about my butt muscles. You know, like what was building up before then, you know, to make that, you know, the lack of yoga, the lack of Pilates, the
Right.
lack of stretching. Yeah. Sitting on those stupid chairs at Mini Muscles for 3 years.
Right. Well, we all do it and we all get pain. And I don't know, for me, I think pain's an emergency and I'm always like, whatever people need to do, they need to do. And, there's a lot of options for dealing with it. And whether you take drugs or herbs or anything to get rid of it, good. Because, because you've got the short-term effects, which you might have a something cheap from the supermarket, but then long-term effects, like you say, these things have been building for a long time, and getting in behind what's going on can be really helpful over time.
So obviously from a holistic counseling perspective, that helps to get in underneath it. So with the, like, are you thinking antidepressants, anti-anxiety, antipsychotics, those sort of things when
Oh
you
no,
mention
well
medications?
with physical pain, like I've taken in the past codeine or, paracetamol. I don't normally take anything much stronger than that, but I take them if I need to. Sure, good to have them in the cupboard if you get a toothache.
Yeah, I didn't have any in the house last week.
Yeah,
So that's funny.
know.
Yeah. And when Jay got home, he said, "Oh, I think I've got one in the knapsack we take camping, you know, because if you're
Right.
out camping, you don't want to be in pain and not have anything you can do about it, since I don't take my truckload of supplements with me generally camping."
Right.
Yeah.
It's good to have things on board for emergencies.
Yeah. And I was thinking, you know, one of the thing, and you know, not that anyone ever does this, but when I run my little kinesiology things on my YouTube channel, you know, and I teach people how to run the brain buttons and stuff, all of that helps to get that corpus callosum connected faster. So when we have a stress or a trauma, and then we're not talking to someone for like a day, a month, a year, 20 years, the corpus callosum isn't connected in relation to that person.
Right, that's the left right hand side connection,
Yeah,
the
so the
corpus.
connection, the corpus callosum is, and funnily enough, the corpus callosum showed up as one of the areas last week when I had my butt pain,
Right.
which sort of gave me a bit of a hint there was some emotional gear in there.
You took some painkillers, did they work?
Well, I took two on one day and one on another day and two on the weekend, so I think I've had five.
Yeah, in an emergency, they're good.
Then it was really funny because, you know, with Teddy this morning, I drove him to school and he's, of course, all excited that we're not walking. I'm just not sure when, you know, to start pushing my leg. Like, when do you know it's
Right.
healed? Anyway, I don't know. When do you know it's healed? I do know that I'm pretty strong, you know, from a, I'm stubborn. So I did a old, you know, heel-to-heel ankle injury going back about, you know, oh God, how old am I? Many, many, many years ago, 30 plus years ago, when I was living up in Cooktown playing with the year 10, 11, 12 boys as one of the teacher's wives. And anyway, so me and this big tall boy, we both hit the soccer ball at the same time. I injured my foot and I, you know, everything I read, there was no internet back then. So, you know, you hear, okay, keep off your foot for 6 weeks. And honestly, I couldn't have put pressure on. But as soon as I could get going for my runs, I had a corrective hobble, which is what I
Right.
called it for about 12 months, because I couldn't actually, you know, go heel toe. So I actually jogged on the ball of my foot for about a year afterwards.
Well, probably from way back then, that's probably what's causing the
It probably wouldn't have helped.
pain.
I probably, yes. And then about 10 years after that, I had a doctor do some scans and he found in the heel of my foot there was like this big black bruise and there
Right.
were all these broken fragments of bone in the middle
Oh,
of this
really?
big black bruise.
Oh, that'll be it right there.
And I thought, interesting. That'll be from when I didn't heal myself. So allow yourselves to heal. But it's always a worry, isn't it? You know, I've got a friend who's been in a moon boot for 6 months. She's never going to get out of that moon boot. Because the work keeps making her do work heavier than she really needs to quit, but she can't quit because she has no money. Anyway, it's all
So
awful,
many
isn't
people
it?
are locked up in the job in pain. And anything you can do to relieve the stress will help the body heal better.
Thank goodness she listens to her frequencies every day and all sorts of things. But yeah, you know, so people can use things like homeopathy. Actually, on the Children's Health Defense website, that's Bobby Kennedy's website that he's just passed on in the last few months. They've got a, I think it's free, a video on homeopathy. So
Right.
they're really trying to train people about things you can do cheaper in your own home for your health. Things like bark flower remedies, you know, have been around for hundreds of years.
Right.
Australian bush flower essence, there's lots of flower essences that people can do for emotional gear.
Well, we used homeopathics when the kids when they were babies
Oh, they're
for
amazing.
everything.
And it's incredible how quick they work. You know, don't, people can go and like learn Reiki level one, you know, for a couple of hundred bucks over a weekend, and then you've got a hands-on tool. You know, every time you put your hands on, you're actually increasing the energy of healing to that part of the body. You know, kinesiology is next level up, but you know, there's nothing wrong with Reiki. It can do amazing things as well. You've probably seen those people doing tapping techniques. You know, obviously I do a lot of tapping in my kinesi, but you know, there's a lot of tapping techniques, processes that help to reset the brain and the body and the mind in relation to a specific goal or target, or you know, or you think about the big bad stepmother, for example. You know, I love my stepmother, I love my stepmother, I love my stepmother, I love my stepmother. I don't know how the tapping works. I don't do those.
It depends
But
on the stepmother too.
it depends on the stepmother. Yeah. So, because you've been through a lot of stress and trauma, what would you recommend? Like, they're
Well,
just a couple of natural things.
I think that there's two sides of it. One's dealing with the immediate issue,
Yeah.
which might take anything. It depends on how bad the pain is. But I don't have any ideological thing. If people are in pain, take whatever you need to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because once you're in pain, you can't function.
Yeah.
And you function at a low level, which makes you unhappy.
Actually, sort of funny you say that because I hopped in the car last, I think last Tuesday was my worst day, and I forgot how to start the car because I
Right.
sat down, I couldn't
Oh, you're
sit,
in
so
pain.
therefore I had my butt up in a weird position, and it's a push button car, but I couldn't remember which one of the foot pedals you put down to start the car.
Right.
And Teddy's there and he said, "Can't you start the car, Grandmum?" I said, "I'll get there, but I made sure the brake was on in case I went forward or back, because I just knew my brain wasn't working." It was pretty funny. I went, "Wow, that's pretty interesting. How many people are out there like that?"
That's right, because once you're in, so dealing with the emergency pain first,
Yes.
but then after that, trying to find out what the underlying
Yeah.
causes are, because it might be stress, it might be something else, it might be some long-term health thing that you don't know about. So, trying to find out what's underlying is the key.
Yeah.
Because there'll be something underlying. Like otherwise, the ACE scores in childhood, adverse childhood experiences, they've proven that they manifest into adult chronic illness.
Yes.
So therefore, it's like the sooner you deal with that kind of stuff, the better, and understand it. And
Yeah.
so the pain comes up now. Like obviously, if you like got a something that's a physical thing, that's different. But if something comes up like cancer or this or
Yeah.
that. There's a lot of things that can be causing that. Like I mentioned earlier, stress is a big factor in that. So if you can reduce the stress, you're reducing the pressure on your body,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
But then often when you're sick, but often when you're sick and you're in pain, it's like you also feel like you're a burden on everybody.
Yeah.
So it's hard to reduce the stress.
Yeah. And
And
that
if
adds to, yeah, that adds to the emotional load. Yeah.
And so chronic pain's a hard thing to work with.
Yeah. Awesome. Any
But,
last minute thoughts?
well, another thing that's helpful, things like yoga and that type of
Yeah,
thing.
right. Movement. Yeah, physical
Movement.
movement. Yeah. And the
Well,
yoga's great because it does have that spiritual.
and there's so many different types of things.
Yeah.
Well, the way that's come into the West, it's not so spiritual, but that's good because a lot of people don't like it because it's Indian. But the actual basic, like the Western world, we've kind of extracted the physical bits out of it.
Yeah.
And made a Western version. Carl Jung said that the West would make their own version of yoga.
Yeah.
And we're doing it on a psychological level.
Yeah.
And so many studies have come in to show how helpful it is to rebuilding
Yeah.
and getting the body
Yeah.
back to calm.
So obviously, if you're local and you want a session with David or I, we'll have our little details down below. We can do Zoom calls. We can, you know, do things around the world if the time isn't too painful. But anyway, hopefully that was, yeah, pain. It's such a big topic. And I don't think it's going anywhere soon.
No. It's the nature of the world.
It's the nature of the world. There's a bit of a beast going on currently. Okay, everyone, have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.